In 2012, a young man named Dakota Guerin stole a rare coin collection worth at least $100,000.
2012年的时候, 有一个叫做 Dakota Guerin的年轻人 偷了一套非常罕有的价值10万美金的一个收藏的硬币。
But Guerin was not aware of the coin's worth, and so he spent the coins merely at face value.
但是这个人呢，他并不知道这个硬币的真实价值，所以他就按照这个硬币上面的面值把它花掉了。
For example, when he and his girlfriend went out to buy some movie tickets, he paid with quarters that were actually worth between $5 and $68.
比如说他跟他女朋友去看电影买电影票的时候，就用那个25分的硬币去买电影票，然后其实这一枚硬币就价值5到68美金。Later
that day, he bought a pizza with some other rare coins, including a Liberty quarter that was worth around $18,500.
然后他们又用这些硬币去买了披萨，然后其中在中间有一枚非常珍稀的硬币，可能价值超过18,500块美金。The
news article reported Guerin has been charged with first-degree theft and is being held in jail on a $40,000 bond.
新闻说这个Gary被指控有犯有一级盗窃罪，需要4万的保释金。Which
technically is an amount he could easily afford if the valuable coin collection were actually his.
其实来讲这些，他偷这些硬币就可以付他的保释金了。The
writer of Hebrews writes in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 7, that God has crowned humans with glory and honor.
希伯来书的作者在希伯来书2章7节这样讲到，神赐人荣耀尊贵为冠冕。The
Greek word for honor means to give value to something or to somebody.
英文中讲honor，中文是说赐荣耀，希腊文的意思是给某人或者某事赋予价值。In
other words, God has made us in His image, and so we are extremely valuable in His sight.
也就是说神按照他的形象造人，我们在他的眼里是极其的宝贵。But
when we dishonor other humans by treating them as cheap objects, we act as foolishly as Dakota Guerin did with that rare
collection。但是有的时候，我们对待其他的人，就像对待一个非常廉价的物品一样，我们就好像这故事当中的这个主角对待那些价值连城的古董硬币一样。In
other words, when we take other people for granted, we fail to give them the value that they deserve.
当我们就把别人做的事情当成理所当然的时候，我们没有给他们所值的这些价值。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 10, the Apostle Paul commands us to honor one another above yourselves.
罗马书12章10节，使徒保罗要我们恭敬人，要彼此推让。
The Greek word for honor means to give value to something or somebody.
英文这边是honor，中文是说恭敬人，然后希腊文的意思还是说要恭敬，把赋予某人或者某事应有的价值。
So when we value somebody, it means that we express our appreciation for them.
当我们给别人价值，也就是说对别人表达我们的感谢和欣赏。
When I was in high school, at the end of the school year, there was an honors day.
我高中的时候，每一学年结束的时候有一个颁奖日。
Students were given medals that they could put on their letter jackets for accomplishments in athletics or academics or leadership.
他们会在他们的衣服上挂这些奖牌来嘉奖他们在运动、学习或者是领导方面的成就。
In other words, they were made to feel special because they had done something special.
他们得到嘉奖是因为他们做了一些特别的事情。
So when the Apostle Paul commands us to honor others, he is commanding us to make others feel special because they have done something special.
当保罗要我们恭敬人的时候，是要让我们使别人觉得他们非常特别，因为他们做的这些特别的事情。Therefore,
the opposite of honoring somebody is to take them for granted.
那恭敬人反面就是把他们所做的当成理所当然。
How can we express honor to other people?
那我们要如何, 表达我们对别人的恭敬或嘉奖呢?
How can we give them the value that they deserve?
我们要如何给他们, 他们应该有的价值呢?
I think that there are at least five ways that we can do this.
其实起码有五个办法。
First, we can do it with words of affirmation.
首先是言语的肯定。
Last November, we did this for Pastor and Mrs. Shu at their farewell party.
去年11月在徐牧师师母的送行晚宴上，我们就是这么做的。
On that evening, we got up in front of everybody and we publicly told the Shus what we appreciated about them.
那天的晚上，我们有一些人来到众人前面来去告诉徐牧师，用言语告诉徐牧师我们有多么的感谢他。
But words of affirmation don't always need to be publicly spoken.
但肯定的言语不一定是要在大庭广众下说的。
Sometimes I feel the most honor when somebody comes to me privately and expresses how they appreciated a sermon that I preached.
有时候我个人觉得最被尊重的时候就是当一些人来告诉我说我的一个讲道如何去影响他们的生命。
Words of affirmation don't even always have to be spoken.
有些话甚至不需要用嘴巴说出来。
The advantage of a well-written thank you note is that a person can go back and read that note when they're feeling discouraged.
写那个感谢信的好处就是收到的人他们可能会回去一读再读，尤其是当他们觉得沮丧的时候。
The second way to honor somebody is to give them gifts.
第二是送礼物。
For example, later this morning, each father will be given a small gift from our church to honor them for their role as fathers.
就今天在讲道之后呢，所有做父亲的，我们奖励一份小礼物来奖励我们做父亲的这些角色。
We can honor our college students when they're far away from home by giving them care package with things like tasty cookies inside of them.
我们也可以给我们这些离乡背景的这些留学生做一些小饼干或者一些小东西来表示我们的心意。
The third way that we can honor is by physical touch.
第三个是透过肢体语言的表达。
My wife Hildy has taken up a job as an office manager at the local Christian school where my daughter Linnea attends.
我太太师母Hildy呢，就在我们这里当地的一个基督教的高中得到了一个办公室经理的工作，然后这正好是她女儿上的那个高中。
The job pays much less than what she earns as a nurse practitioner.
这份工作比她之前做护士工作的薪水少多了。
But Hildy enjoys one of the fringe benefits of the job.
但是师母非常喜欢这份工作所带来的附加的福利。
Whenever Linnea walks past Hildy's desk, she comes over and gives Hildy a big hug.
每当牧师的女儿走过她妈妈的桌子的时候，她都会给她妈妈一个温暖拥抱。
Linnea honors her mother with the physical touch.
这是透过肢体的动作来表达的。
The fourth way to honor is by spending quality time with somebody.
第四呢，就是一起度过美好的时光。
Doesn't it feel good when somebody asks you if you'd like to go out to eat with them?
当有人邀请你一起出去吃晚饭的时候, 你是不是心里觉得暗爽?
Even if they don't pay for the meal, it still feels good that they spend some quality time with you.
虽然他们没有买单请客, 但是你起码觉得他们愿意花时间在你身上。
The fifth way is to give honor, is to do acts of service.
第五就是为人民服务。
Have you ever felt burned out?
你有没有精疲力尽的感受呢?
Isn't it such a relief when somebody comes along and gives you a helping hand?
如果这个时候有人过来来帮助你，难道不是很大的慰藉吗？
For example, I really don't know how to fix computers, so I always feel honored when people are willing to come to my house and fix my computer.
所以牧师觉得他非常的慰藉，因为他不懂电脑，然后有人曾经花好几个小时来帮他修电脑。
So to whom should we give honor?
我们要去恭敬谁呢?
To whom should we give words of affirmation, gifts, physical touch, quality time, and acts of service?
我们要去给谁我们刚才说到的肯定的言语、礼物、肢体的语言的关怀、共度美好的时光，以及为他们服务呢?
The Apostle Paul says that we should honor one another.
使徒保罗说我们要恭敬人，要彼此推让。
In other words, we should honor all Christians.
所以我们应该恭敬所有的基督徒。
We should not leave out anybody in our church when it comes to honor.
不要漏掉教会里面的任何一个人。
So when we meet together as a Christian community, it's not good enough to merely tolerate each other or treat each other with cordiality.
也就是说，当我们基督徒聚会的时候，仅仅包容跟真诚是不够的。
Instead, we should consciously think every time that we come to church, how can I give honor to somebody that I'm around?
就是当我们在教来到教会的时候，我们要有意识的去思考，我们要如何的去恭敬别的基督徒。
And then we should put those thoughts into actions.
然后我们要付诸行动。
So when seekers come to this church, they should think, this community is like no other community I've ever been in.
所以当慕道友来到我们中间的时候，他会觉得哇，这个地方非常的特别，不像他以前去的别的地方。
Because everybody seems to value each other.
因为每个人都互相的彼此尊重推恭敬。
And everybody seems to treat each other as they have a lot of dignity and worth.
因为每个人就彼此的尊重，就好像他们真的是非常的有给他们很多的尊严，而且很多的价值。
But there are other passages that state specifically with whom we should honor.
也有一些经文来告诉我们，对一些特定的人群，我们要给他们特别的恭敬。
Take a look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2.
以弗所书六章二节。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
要孝敬父母，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
First group of people that we should honor is our parents.
第一类人我们要尊敬的是我们的父母。
When I was a teenager, I was often embarrassed about my father.
我青春期的时候常常羞辱我的父亲。
When he was in church, he would blow his nose real loud, and everybody would turn around and look at him.
他在教会里面的时候会大声的擤鼻涕，所有人都会转过头去看他。
I didn't like the way he dressed.
他穿衣服很没品味。
I wish that I had a father that could play sports with me.
而且他还是运动白痴。
But now that I am older and wiser, I'm ashamed about being embarrassed by him.
然后到现在我长大回过头去看，我却觉得为我曾经这样子羞辱他的那些言语感到非常的羞愧。
His idiosyncrasies pale in comparison to all the good qualities that he has.
我就没有去注意到他那些好的品质。
He was and still is a good man.
他一直是一个非常好的人。
When I was growing up, he made sure that our family was at church every Sunday morning, every Sunday evening, and every Wednesday night.
他在我成长过的过程当中，确保我们家每个周日上午、晚上、周三的晚上都会去教会。
He read the Bible and prayed with his family every day.
他天天带我们读经祷告。
He was a hardworking man who put a full day's work at the office as an accountant, and then he came home and worked a few extra hours on our farm.
他在白天他在公司努力的上班，回来之后还要在农场里面干活。
He did those things to take care of his family.
这么辛苦都是因为要养家糊口。
He did those things to take care of me.
他做这些事情是为了要来照顾我。
My father may not have been cool, but my father was godly.
我爸也许不是一个非常酷的人，但是他是一个好人。
And it's a lot more important for a father to be godly than it is for him to be cool.
做一个真的好人比做一个酷的人更重要。
And so now I am no longer embarrassed by my father.
现在我不可能再像以前那样去羞辱我的父亲。
Instead, I want him to feel special because he is special.
我希望他能感觉到在我眼里他是特别的，因为他确实是很特别的人。
How about you?
那你呢？
What are you going to do to honor your father today?
今天父亲是父亲节，你要对你的父亲做些什么？
Even if you are middle-aged, you're still not too old to honor your father.
即使你已经是成年人了，来孝敬你的父亲也不太晚。
Even if your father has passed away, you can still honor him.
即使你的父亲已经过世了，你还是照样可以恭敬他。
Certainly do not participate in ancestor worship because only God deserves to be worshipped.
这当然不是叫你要去祭祖，因为只有上帝配得尊崇。
But we can honor our deceased parents by speaking well of them.
我们可以常常纪念他们来孝敬我们的父母,
by visiting their graves,
去他们的墓地前面看一看,
and by living a godly life that they would be proud of.
过一个可以让他们骄傲的一个敬虔的生活。
The second group of people that we should honor are our wives.
第二类人呢, 是你生命中的另一半。
In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, the Apostle Paul writes, "Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. Show honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be honored."
在彼得前书三章七节，使徒保罗说道：“你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，原文是软弱的器皿，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。”According
to this passage, husbands should honor their wives as the weaker vessel.
根据这节经文，然后做丈夫的要尊重妻子，因为她比你软弱。
It almost sounds like the Apostle Peter is a male chauvinist.
这听起来好像保罗有点大男子主义。
How dare he call women weaker vessels?
你竟敢叫女人软弱的器皿。
But the Apostle Peter is not calling women inferior.
但这里使徒保罗并不是说女人比较略等一点。
If he was, he would not be calling them fellow heirs, and he would not be telling husbands that they should honor their wives.
如果保罗真的有大男子主义的话, 他就不会说同为后嗣, 也不会去叫丈夫去尊重他们的妻子了。
Instead, the Apostle Peter is exhorting the husband to treasure his wife like a valuable vase.
所以这里使徒保罗劝勉丈夫要珍惜他们的妻子，就像珍惜这样子一个非常贵重的易碎的花瓶一样。
Now look at these two containers.
然后我们来看看这两个容器。
Which one do you think I value more?
你觉得我会比较珍贵珍惜哪一个东西呢？
Which one do you think is stronger?
哪一个东西看起来比较坚固呢？
I mean, I could toss it if I wanted to. Right?
我就塑料的，我随便乱丢都可以。
Do you think I'm going to toss this?
你觉得我会把这个瓷的花瓶随便乱丢吗？
The more fragile one is actually more beautiful.
那个更加易碎的，实际上是更加珍贵的。
And so I treasure it more.
所以我会更加宝贵它。
And I treat it more gently.
我会非常温柔的对待它。
The same way we need to treasure our wives.
同样的，男人应该这样的珍惜我们的妻子。That
means we don't treat them like one of the guys.
我们不能对待妻子就像对待其他的男人一样。
Instead, we need to be more sensitive to their feelings.
我们要细心的去体察女人的感觉。
We need to try to understand them.
我们要去理解他们。
And it will be worth it because, according to Peter, our prayers will be answered.
这很划算啊，因为使徒保罗刚才说到，我们就会经历更加有能力的祷告，祷告就没有阻碍了。But
what does it mean to treasure our wives?
但什么叫做珍惜我们的太太呢？
It means that you keep on trying to win her heart like you did when you were dating her.
其实讲来讲，也就是说你要去努力去赢得她的心，就像你当年追她一样。So
it might mean to bring home the flowers.
你懂得回家的时候可以带一束花。
Or to write love letters. Or to serenade her.
唱情歌哄她,
or to go on a walk together.
陪她散步啊,
or even on a second honeymoon to some exotic romantic location.
去一个有异域风情的浪漫地方,
in other words, we as husbands should try to figure out what is it that would make our wives feel treasured.
我们做丈夫的要去发现到底究竟什么事情可以让我们的妻子觉得他们被珍惜。
And then we should go out and try to do that.
然后就这么做。
Now another group of people we should honor is found in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17.
第三类人可以在提摩太前书5章17节中找到。
The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching.
那些善于管理教会的长老当受配，当以为配受加倍的敬奉。那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。The
second group of people that we should honor is our elders.
所以我们要敬奉我们的教会的长老。What
does it mean that our elders are worthy of double honor?
为什么我们教长老们是值得加倍的敬奉呢？
It means that all elders are worthy of honor simply because they hold a position of leadership within our church.
原因很简单，因为他在我们的教会是我们的领袖。However,
those elders who do a good job are worthy of twice the honor.
然后那些能干的、善于管理的，当受加倍的敬重。They
should receive one dose of honor merely because of the position of leadership they have within the church.
一份是来自于他们在教会里面的地位。But
they should receive a second dose of honor because of the good job that they're doing.
然后另外一份是来自于他们所做的这些工作。Our
church, our small church has four elders.
我们这个小小教会有四位长老。They're
Manny Dong, Jinhua Chen, David Ng, and Joseph Chen.
满仓长老、建华长老、David还有Joseph。
They all deserve honor since they have been given the responsibility to be the elders within our church.
这些人都配得敬奉，因为他们有这个在长老的职分。But
they have all directed the affairs of the church well.
然后他们在指导教会的工作做得都非常的好。Particularly
during this time when our church does not have a Chinese congregation pastor.
尤其是我们教会没有中文堂牧师的时候。They
have stepped up to take on additional responsibilities that Pastor Tony used to do while they continue to have their full-time job and to take care of their families.
他们挺身而出接下了徐牧师之前全职侍奉的所有的责任，然后你还要知道他们不单是在教会里面侍奉，他们平常还有工作，还有家庭的责任。They
work hard behind the scenes.
他们是在幕后的英雄。
They are wise.
他们是有智慧的,
and they truly love the Lord and the people they serve.
并且真的爱神爱人。
I really have enjoyed working with them during this transition time between Chinese congregation pastors.
这段中文牧师暂缺的时间，我和长老们合作得很愉快。
And since they have served well, they deserve double honor.
因为他们做得这么出色，所以他们应当受加倍的敬奉。
So don't just honor them.
不要只是心里。
Go out of your way to give them extra honor.
你要做出来给他们看。
Tell them that you appreciate them.
告诉他们说你对他们的感谢。
Write them thank you notes.
给他们写张感谢的卡片。
Ask how you can help them out.
问问他们说如果有，我可以帮你做些什么呢？
But most importantly, live a committed life to Christ because that is the best way that you can honor your elders.
但最重要的是委身基督，这是你可以尊重长老最好的方式。But
aren't there some people within our church that really don't deserve honor?
那我们教会里面有没有人是不值得尊敬的呢？
Take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们来看哥林多前书第12章。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul describes Christians as being parts of the body of Christ.
在这段经文里面，使徒保罗把基督徒比作基督的身子。Starting
with verse 22, he states, On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
从第22节的时候说到，不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发加上给他加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然不用着装饰，但神搭配这身子。 把加倍的体面给那些有欠缺的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。Are
there some people in this church that you think are not worthy of honor?
你觉得我们教会里面有不值得尊重的人吗？
Maybe they seem kind of lazy because they don't do anything in the church but are mere spectators.
也许他们就非常的懒，什么服事也没有做，就是一个旁观者。
Maybe there's some people within this church that seem to do more harm than good because they gossip or because of their judgmental legalism.
也许有些人你觉得他们造的孽比他们做的好事更多，因为他们很喜欢八卦，又爱惹是生非。
Maybe you're tempted to ignore the spectators.
你也许想要去忽略这些人。
Maybe you're tempted to take revenge on the troublemaker.
你甚至想要去报复那些人。
The Apostle Paul tells us to do the exact opposite.
但保罗却叫我们做的恰恰相反。
Those whom we think are less honorable should be actually treated with special honor because God has strategically placed them in our church to be members of the body.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发加上体面，因为上帝是有意把他们放在我们中间，成为我们的肢体。
Their presence within the church actually gives the stronger members in our church an opportunity to demonstrate greater grace.
他们的存在给我们教会里面刚强的信徒一个机会去展示更大的恩典。
In other words, don't fight evil with evil.
也就是说不要以恶报恶。
Instead, fight evil by giving the dishonorable members words of affirmation, physical affection, gifts, quality, time, and acts of service.
相反对于那些软弱的人，我们应该用我们最开始讲到提到的五种方式去对待他们。
Why should we give honor to these people who don't seem to deserve honor?
凭什么要我这么做？
There are two reasons according to verse 25.
25节告诉我们两个原因。
First, by giving honor to these people, we are actually avoiding church splits.
第一，可以避免教会的分裂。
We're keeping people from getting so upset that they leave because we're treating them with such extra kindness.
我们要防止他们因为觉得受到不平等的待遇就离开教会。
And secondly, we are making sure that each member gets equal concern.
然后第二，我们要保证每个人都能够彼此相顾到。
I've been at churches where I've witnessed some pretty troublesome troublemakers.
我曾经去过一些教会，他们真的有一些令人头痛的惹是生非的人。
Now, fortunately, I'm not really aware of anybody within this church that is a really mean troublemaker.
我相信在座的各位应该没有一个是故意要来挑事的吧。
Fortunately, the Lord seems to have protected us in that way. That the Lord's protected us.
Oh. 对，那神那保守我们，然后避免我们有这样的人在我们中间。
But someday you may leave this church and go to a church with troublemakers.
但有一天你可能会离开我们这教会，去了别的地方。
And you might be tempted to say, I can't give honor to these people because they're so mean.
你可能会遇到这些人，然后你会说，我可能做不到去给这些人尊重，因为他们就非常的尖酸刻薄啊。
But maybe they're not actually mean. Maybe they're actually merely hurt.
也许他们并不是故意要去表现得尖酸刻薄，而是他们曾经受到过一些伤害。
There's a story about a boy whose pet dog got hit by a car and injured the leg.
有个故事说有一个小男孩，他的狗被车撞了，然后伤了狗的一条腿。
So the boy knelt down to pick up the dog so that he could take her to the doctor.
所以这个男孩就要跪下来，然后把他的狗抱起来去医院。
But when he tried to pick her up, he touched the dog's injured leg.
但男孩要去抱这个狗的时候，他不小心碰到了狗的腿。
And the dog turned around and bit the boy's hand.
所以狗狗就回过头去咬了那个男孩。
But the dog did not bite the boy because she was mean.
这个狗咬这个男孩不是因为这条狗它是一个。
She bit him because she was hurt.
这个狗咬它的主人是因为它受伤了。
You see, hurt dogs bite.
你说受伤的狗会去咬人。And
hurt people hurt people.
受伤的人去伤害人。
It's likely that someday you will be hurt by somebody in a church, and it'll be natural for you to assume that that person is mean.
如果你以后在某个教会被人伤害了，你可能会很自然的就认为他是非常的刻薄。
But it's quite likely that they're just hurt.
但是有可能他们只是因为被伤害过。
Maybe they were hurt by their parents or by their children or by some bigoted American.
伤他们可能是他们的父母，也是他们，或者是他们的子女，或者是一些偏执的美国人。
And in order to try to protect themselves from being hurt again, they do a preemptive strike by trying to hurt the other person first.
他们出于自我防卫的原因，可能就防卫过当，然后伤及无辜。
Best way to help these people is not by hurting them, but by healing them.
去帮助这些人最好的办法不是要伤回去，而是要去想办法治疗他们心中的伤痕。
Not by responding with anger, but by responding with compassion.
不是用愤怒去回应他们，而是用同情怜悯去回应他们。
Not by responding with dishonor, but by responding with honor.
不是用藐视，而是用尊重。
That doesn't mean that you should ignore their troublemaking.
这不意味着你要就去忽视他们所造成的麻烦。
That doesn't mean that you continue to allow them to do things that are unkind to other people within your church.
这不代表你可以纵容他们继续做这些事情去伤害别人。
But it does mean that when you confront them, you should speak the truth in love.
你应当用诚实说爱心话来回应他们。
How can we become a church that excels at honoring one another?
我们要如何成为练习成为一个互相尊重的教会呢？
Romans 12:10 states that we should honor one another above yourselves.
罗马书十二章十节说，恭敬人要彼此推让。
This sentence literally in the Greek means take the initiative to honor one another.
这句话告诉我们说，恭敬人要从自己开始。
In other words, if we are going to transform this church into a church that excels in honoring one another, nobody should wait for the official leaders to take the initiative.
换句话来讲，也就是说，当我们要改变我们的教会，成为一个能够践行这个彼此尊重原则的教会的时候，我们不要等到教会的那些长老们来告诉我们要怎么去做，而是我们要从自己开始做起。
Instead, each person, whether she's 8 or 88, should take the initiative to honor the other person.
不管你是八岁还是八十岁了，就要从自己开始做起。
Perhaps you are a leader within this church and you feel underappreciated for all the work that you have done behind the scenes.
也许你是教会的同工，然后你觉得你所做的工并没有得到别人的肯定。
Though you may feel that somebody else should take the initiative in honoring you, you should actually take the initiative to honor them.
也许你觉得为什么别人都不尊重我，然后但其实你应该来迈出这第一步，去想办法去尊重恭敬别人。
But you might think, why should I take the initiative to honor them?
你又想，我凭什么要这么做？
What happens if they don't honor me back?
要他们不对我，不像我对他们一样呢？
And it's true, you might honor others who don't deserve it.
没错，这种事情的确会发生。你可能去尊重一些，你可能去尊重他们。
And they might not return that honor even though you do deserve it.
但他们并不会以同样的方式来报答你，即使你真的是值得这样子的尊重和感谢。
But take a look at a few verses earlier in Romans chapter 12.
我们来看罗马书十二章开始的经文。
Let's go all the way back to verse 1 where the Apostle Paul writes,Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
第一节，罗马书十二章第一节，因此，弟兄们，我劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
In other words, God honored us by...extending his mercy by sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins so that we could experience honor with him someday in heaven.
所以神尊重爱我们的方式就是给他把他的怜悯我们降下他的独生爱子为我们死在十字架上我们可以经历他属天的荣耀。
In other words, God has already honored us far more than we ever deserved. And since he has done that for us, we should be willing to sacrifice ourselves by honoring others, even if they don't honor us back.
他这样在我们身上成就了，我们也应该愿意献上自己去顾念他们，即使别人不这样子对我们。
If you really think about how much God has honored us, the truth is that we don't really honor each other enough within this church.
如果你想想神是怎么样的爱我们，视我们为宝贵，我们然后再想想我们如何对待其他的人，我们可能就看见这样子的差距了。
And that's a problem.
这就是个问题。
And you can either be part of the problem or you can be part of the solution.
你可能是这个问题本身，也可能是问题的答案。
If you are not taking the initiative to honor other people, you are part of the problem.
如果你不主动的去对别人这样尊重别人的话，你可能就是问题的本身。
So what are you going to do to be part of the solution?
那如果你要成为问题的答，你要成为这个答案的话，你要怎么做呢？
Today is Father's Day.
今天父亲节。
Maybe you should start by honoring your father.
你就可以开始去孝敬你的父亲。
It's true that he may not be the coolest dude in the world.
也许他不是世界上最棒的人。
But I bet he's done a lot of special things for you.
但是他在你生命里却有特别的意义。
If nothing else, at least he's responsible for giving you life.
不出意外的话，他起码出了你一半的 DNA。
So since he has done so much, so many special things for you, do more than the bare minimum this Father's Day to show him that you think he's special.
既然他在你生命里面有特别的意义的话，你也可以为他来做一些什么，来告诉他，他在你眼里是多么的特别。
And now a word to us fathers.
给父亲们一句话。
Even though it's Father's Day,That doesn't really mean that we've earned the right to be insensitive jerks for the rest of the day.
虽然今天是父亲节，但并不意味着我们就可以做一个不通人情的混蛋。
Instead, it should be a reminder that we should be good fathers.
是今天要提醒我们要去如何做一个好的父亲。
And one of the best things that we can do for our children is to honor our wives like an expensive fragile vase.
那我们能为我们子女做的最好的事情，其实就是珍惜我们的太太，像珍惜一个贵重的器皿一样。
So let's think of something that we can do to show them that we truly treasure them instead of taking them for granted.
让我们去思想我们如何能够表达我们真的非常的珍惜他们，而不是把他们为我们所做的一切来当成是理所当然的。
But let's go beyond our nuclear family and let's think about how we can honor the members of our church family.
不仅仅是我们可以想到我们的小家庭，也让我们来去想想为教会这家庭可以做什么。
Ask God to direct you to somebody in this church that needs to be honored.
让上帝带领你去发现教会里面特别需要尊重的人。
Maybe it's an elder.
也许是我们的长老。
Maybe it's a troublemaker.
也许是那个惹是生非的人。
Or maybe it's somebody in between.
也许是中间的普通人。
But whoever it is, take time this week to show honor to them.
但无论是谁，这个礼拜你可以花一些时间去表达你对他们的尊重。
Maybe it's writing them an encouraging note.
像刚刚所说的，也许是写一个感谢卡片。
Maybe it's making cookies for them.
做个 cookie.
Maybe it's giving them a shoulder that they can cry on.
给他们一个可以依靠哭泣的肩膀。
Or maybe it's helping them clean up around their house.
帮他们做打扫屋子。
But whatever it is, don't procrastinate.
无论是什么都不要延迟。
Do it this week.
这礼拜就去做。
Or even better, do it today.
最好是今天。
Because when it comes to the problem of a lack of honor, you can either be part of the problem or part of the solution.
在缺乏互相彼此顾念尊重的这个问题上，你可能是问题本身，也可能是问题的答案。
Become part of the solution by taking the initiative to honor one another.
成为一个问题的答案，你要从今天开始主动去关心顾念别人。
Let's all stand together as we sing a song of response.
我们一起站立来唱一首诗歌。 我们时间关系，我们就唱前面两段。
Due to the limited time, we only sing the first two verses. The song is "All to Be Like Thee."
Please be seated.